Greetings and welcome to the Blog Site Studio Show. I'm Mary Kane, here to help you build a better blog site. Today's post is called WordPress 4.1 is named Dinah. Last Friday, Automattic released WordPress 4.1, but the big news is they named it after a woman jazz artist. Named for Dinah Washington, version 4.1 is a minor release coming hot on the heels of major version Benny 4.0. But after 22 male-named releases, it's a major breakthrough at Team WordPress to finally name their third female version. Still, to the folks at Automattic, Dinah didn't rate enough to produce a Brit-narrated video trailer overdubbed with her music, like the male-named versions have gotten. At the WordPress announcement page, old Dinah was lucky to get a Wikipedia link attached to her name. Yet, it's a sign of progress, so I won't complain. If you read my posts lately, you know that I'm a big-mouth feminist jazz fan who has been prodding WordPress for over a year about the gender inequity of their named versions, starting with my post, WordPress 3.7 and all that jazz naming. Since then, they've named every single release after jazz dudes, which prompted me to post rants like WordPress 3.8 lacks genius of Charlie Parker, and WordPress disses jazz women again with version 3.9, Jimmy Smith. After my extreme exasperation with WordPress 4.0, Benny, I took the CNN tact and posted the question, does Matt Mullenweg have a problem with women? I'm not sure if that last post was the final kicker, but 3 months later, looky here, a version called Dinah. In the Kitchen with Dinah. Dinah Washington was not the biggest jazz vocalist of the last century, but she was probably the most versatile. Her distinctive voice was sharp and gritty, with perfect enunciation, which made her sound tough and strong. In that way, Washington reminds me of Shirley Bassey, the voice behind several James Bond theme songs. Washington started out as Ruth Lee Jones in Chicago, playing piano and singing in a church choir. From 1942, she fronted a band run by xylophonist Lionel Hampton, who suggested her name change. What made Washington unique and controversial was her comfort with a range of musical styles. From 1948 to 1955, Washington sang blues, standards, novelties, pop covers, even country, like Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart. In later years, she was accompanied by lush orchestrations in the style of Ray Charles. Her breakthrough hit, What a Difference a Day Makes, came out in 1959. And won her a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Performance. Tragically, Washington died in 1963 from an accidental overdose of diet pills at the young age of 39. If she'd survived, who knows what style she might have interpreted in the swinging 60s and 70s. Does WordPress 4.1 suit Dinah? While Dinah, the WordPress version, doesn't really match the range of this great singer, it tries. Distraction-free. The biggest development is distraction-free writing mode, which would have been better called medium mode for all its similarities to that other blogging platform. I'm personally not one to write in WordPress, preferring instead the offline features of Word. But having said that, typing this post in distraction-free mode is a nice pleasure, and watching it saving draft constantly is a comfort. If you navigate away from the page without clicking update, WordPress 4.1 will give you an auto-restore when you open the post again. That's nice. 2015 theme. Just in time for 2015, WordPress 4.1 also includes a new theme called 2015. It's clean and minimalistic and designed to be mobile-friendly for clear reading on all devices. Again, it looks a lot like Medium. Plugin recommender. In Plugins New, you'll notice a number of suggested plugins presented to you based on the plugins you've installed in the past. These recommendations include the plugins I've already installed. Vine embeds. In WordPress 4.1, you can embed Vine videos as easily as you can YouTube ones. Log out everywhere. I had no idea I couldn't go to my profile and log out, but now we can. What a difference a version makes. WordPress 4.1 is hardly an earthshaker of a version, but does have some lovely features that are distinctive and versatile, and in that way, it's somewhat reminiscent of Dinah Washington. I'm certain WordPress 4.1 will rank highly among Miss Washington's honors, which include her image on a U.S. postage stamp, as well as the park in Chicago, and the Avenue and Cultural Arts Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that are named for her. So thank you, Matt Mullenweg, for finally acknowledging the feminine side of jazz. Was that so hard? Happy holidays to you and all my readers. Thank you for listening to the Blogsite Studio Show. You can read this post at blogsitestudio.com and subscribe at iTunes. And please follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Blogsite Studio. Theme music for today's show was produced by Howie Moskovich of H2M Sound. Happy blogging!